Hi, is that Lokesh Varan? Hi, Lokesh Varan. This is Anita from Outspark Resume Services, a part of Times of India Group. Is this a good time to... Awesome. Thanks. So I saw your resume review score came in at 64 out of 100. That's a bit low, right? What's your main goal right now? Are you looking for a new job, a career shift, or something else?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job as well as the career shift in some sort of supply chain management, something like that. So, yeah, I'm open to both.
Ah, got it. So, shifting into supply chain management, huh? That's a smart move.
Tell me,
I see you're open to both job search and career shift. What do you think is holding your current resume back from getting those interview calls in supply chain roles?
No, I have no idea because just now I've just made my resume and trying to, reach out to the openings. So before that, I wanted to check the score. I just saw your post in the LinkedIn, so thought of just doing that. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're starting fresh and want to make sure your resume actually speaks the right language for supply chain.
Not only supply chain, it's primarily the product development. For what I'm doing currently.
Oh, product development.
If I'm getting a supply chain entry, that is also fine that I can just shift the career at this point. I'm open to both.
Okay, so product development now, but open to supply chain entry level too.
That's smart
flexibility. But tell me, how confident are you that your current resume is showing your skills in a way that recruiters in both fields can't ignore? Being open is great, but here's the thing. If your resume isn't tailored well, recruiters might just skip over it, you know. What if your resume isn't clearly showing how your product development skills can add value in supply chain? That gap could cost you interviews. How important is it for you to start getting calls soon?
Yeah, I'm actively looking for a job opening. So, yeah, if it is...
Got it. You're
Got
it. So you're actively looking, which is great. But if your resume isn't polished and targeted, how long do you think you can keep waiting without getting those calls? What's the cost if this drags on?
I'm planning to get a new job by January or February maximum timeline.
Okay, so January or February is your target.
Yeah.
That's just a few weeks away. If your resume isn't strong enough now, how will that affect your chances of landing interviews in time? Waiting too long to upgrade could mean missing out on good roles. Does that sound like a risk you want to take?
No, what you're saying is right.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. Upgrading your resume now can seriously boost your chances to get noticed fast. Imagine having a resume tailored perfectly for product development and supply chain roles with strong impact points and keywords recruiters love. Would you say investing in a professional upgrade sounds like the move to hit your January-February goal? Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Awesome. I told you, just so you know.
Can you do one thing? I'm about to join a meeting in 10 minutes. So can we just have this call post 1 hour? Is that fine for you? Can you just give a call back by 2:30?
Totally get it, Lokesh Varan. I can definitely call you back around 30 minutes from now.
Not 30 minutes. You can call by 2:30 p.m.
Perfect. I'll call you back at 2:30 p.m. then. Looking forward to helping you get that resume shining. Talk soon, Lokesh Varan.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Call will now disconnect.